In the second Sikha of Mishpatim, the Rebbe discusses the Rashi on Kisikna Eved Ivri, that Rashi interprets the word Eved Ivri, that it means an Eved who is a Ivri, Eved Shehu Ivri, and it's Shailol, the Svara, that we could have said that Eved Ivri means an Eved K'naini Shalakachti Mi Yisrael, an Eved belonging to an Ivri who himself is a K'naini. And the Rebbe discusses the Rashi at length and explains the Rashi, but in the very beginning of the Sikha, there's a Ha'ara 2, where the Rebbe tells us on the words of Rashi and the other Kasal Kadaitach, that we could have said that the meaning of Eved Ivri is Eved K'naini Shalakachte Mi Yisrael V'Olav Hu'emer Shei Shanim Yaveh, that it's referring not to an Eved who is a Jew, but to a Goyish Eved who belongs to a Jew. And Rashi describes that as Eved K'naini Shalakachte Mi Yisrael. So there's a Ha'ara 2, where the Rebbe seems to be addressing a general question, which is a question that we find in a number of Rishonim. Why is a Goyish Eved referred to as an Eved K'naini? A Goyish Eved is an Eved Goy, could be from any Umis, not limited to K'naini. So why do Chazal refer to a non-Jewish Eved as an Eved K'naini? And the Ha'ara has two paragraphs, and the two paragraphs, Oimer Darsheni, need a further explanation, because B'Hashkafa Rishena, when we read the two paragraphs, they seem to be saying the same thing, both paragraphs. Both paragraphs suggest the Svara that maybe any Goyish Eved is called a Eved K'naini, because the main Eved, the Inyan of Avdus, is primarily by K'nanim. The quintessential Eved is a K'naini, because the Pasuk was cursed K'nan, or K'nan, Eved Avadim Yeh B'le'echav. And the Rebbe is shaylo that, because from after the Tzivui, or asks on that, says a Tzarechi and Gadol on that, because after the Tzivui Le'sechaya Kol Neshama, there was no longer a possibility for a K'naini to be an Eved. That's the gist of both paragraphs. Except that in the first paragraph, the Rebbe says the answer seemingly as a svara. Dibra Kasef Beheva Pima Shenemer Eved Avadim Yeh, and he asks the question. And then the Rebbe in the second paragraph seems to be quoting the same exact answer from Rishonim, the Chinuch, and Rashi, and the Panei Achraza, which is from the Baalei HaTosfos. And then says, V'hinei lefi ani yasdaiti tzarechin gadol. That seems to be the same question. So why does the Rebbe repeat the same svara and the same question twice, one after another, in two paragraphs? And why in the first paragraph, when the Rebbe says, Ha'ulei Yeshleimer, says the svara, does he seem to leave out the fact that this svara, or a very similar, is in Rishonim, and says it as a svara b'fnei atzmei? And then in the next paragraph, Hine, the Rebbe brings seemingly the same svara, and is miyachaset to the Rishonim who say it. Another important thing to point out in the beginning of the Ha'ara, when the Rebbe raises the question, the question is, why do Chazal refer to a Goyish Eved, a non-Jewish Eved, as a Eved K'naini? It's not a K'naini. K'naini is one Ummah. It's for Eved from Shara Ummis. So when the Rebbe asks the question, he says, K'naini, afki K'naini, lav davka kiyim b'loshin ha-min chaschinuch mitzvah shin mem zayin, kol echad mikol boi ha-elam chutz mi Yisrael. So why do we call him a K'naini when in fact this Eved could be from any Ummis? The Rebbe quotes this from the Minchas Chinuch. This description, definition of a Goyish Eved as being able to come Mikol Boi Ha'elam is not seemingly a Chiddush of the Minchas Chinuch. In fact, it says it in the Chinuch himself, in the Sefer HaChinuch Al Asar. The Chinuch says, Ve'eved K'naini Nikra Echad Mikol Umeis Shekano Yisrael Avdus. So it's any Umeis. So why would the Rebbe bring this from the Minchas Chinuch? I mean, this question seems very puzzling, besides the fact that this Hagdara of being Mikol Ha'umis and not limited to K'nanim is in Rishonim, is in the Chinuch, which is a Rishon. Why would the Rebbe bring it from a Minchas Chinuch? And the question is stronger. The Hagdaras HaMitzvahs, that's what the Chinuch is. The Chinuch is a Sefer HaMitzvahs. And if the question is based on the definition of what the mitzvah is, and the rules of the Dinei HaMitzvah are found in the Chinuch, Minchas Chinuch is not a Sefer of Dinei HaMitzvah. Minchas Chinuch is a Sefer of discussion about the mitzvahs. If the Rebbe was bringing a Chakira, or bringing a svara about a mitzvah, there it would be understood to be mitzayin it, to attribute it to the Minchas Chinuch. When the Rebbe is bringing the Dinei HaMitzvah, the definition of the mitzvah, we would bring it. So if there was something that wasn't found anywhere prior to the Minchas Chinuch, you have to bring it from the Minchas Chinuch. It's in the Chinuch Al Asar, and the Chinuch that the Rebbe quotes in the Hemshech HaHa'ara, and in other Rishenim, because all the Rishenim asked this question, what is there in this Minchas Chinuch? What's there in the words of this Minchas Chinuch that this is the what's brought in order to explain our question on the term Eved Kenayni? So let's start with maybe pointing out what seems to be the difference between the two paragraphs in the Sicha, between the two answers, and that's why the Rebbe separates between them. It seems that there's two different answers in the Sicha, the answer that says in Rishenim and the answer that the Rebbe proposes in the first paragraph of the Ha'ara. And there's a question on both of them, because it's a different answer, therefore there's a difference in the question. So just to suggest how we can explain this, possibly b'derech efsher. So I think that the difference, l'cheira, is obvious, and let's just discuss that a little bit. So in the first answer, the Rebbe says, so both answers true are based on the same yesod. The yesod for both answers is the fact that Kenan was cursed to be an Eved Avadim, so the Ikir Inyan Ha'avdus is connected to Kenan. Why that serves as a reason to describe every Goyish, every non-Jewish Eved as Kenan, in that there's two different ways. In the beginning, the Rebbe's answer that the Rebbe suggests is Ula Yesh Leimar Ki Dibru Chachamim Behoiva. The Rebbe bases it on a klal that we have, that Dibru Chachamim Behoiva, we know Dibra Teira Behoiva, and Dibru Chachamim Behoiva. Chazal, the Gemara says Dibru Chachamim Behoiva, that Chazal speak based on what's commonplace, and what's more frequent, and what's more usual. So therefore, even though any ummah could be an Eved, any non-Jewish Gentile Umis could be a Eved, but since the most common Avadim are Kenanim, so therefore it makes sense for Chazal to describe all non-Jewish Avadim as Kenanim, because Dibru Chazal, Dibru Chachamim Behoiver. Why is the most common Avadim Eved, Avadim Kenanim? Because Eved Avadim Yil Echav, because that was the order Kenan. That's the answer, the gist of the answer in the first paragraph. Then the Rebbe in the second paragraph brings from the Chinuch Rashi and the Paneach Raza from the Balei HaTesvos, the Eved Knaini Nikra Echad Mikol HaUmi Shekano Yisrael HaAvdus Avon Nisiach Sukol HaAvadim B'Shem Kenan Mipnei Shekenan Niskala Liyis Eved Hu Vizari L'Olam. Here the answer is, not because Kenan is more common to be a Eved, Chazal refer to all Avadim as Kenanim, they consider, so to speak, they give every Avadim a status of Kenanim, because since the Torah made Kenan a Eved, so someone who's an Eved gets the status is considered a Kenani, because that's who's has the main Inyan of Avdus. If we look in Rashi and Kiddushin that the Rebbe brings, so Rashi is on the Gemara where the Mishnah says the din that Eved Knaini Nikna Bekesef, and the Gemara says the reason is because the Pasuk says Visnachalte Mesim Lvnechem Acharechem Loreshes Achuza Hikishan Akasev Lestei Achuza. The Pasuk draws a comparison between an Eved Knaini and a Stei Achuza. Now the term Eved Knaini is already in the Mishnah. The Gemara is just saying the limud for the din of the Mishnah because he kishin hakasav ustei achuza. So Rashi dibra maschal sada niknes b'chalhani. The Gemara says just like astei achuza, asada is nikne b'kesav, so to have a knaini is nikne b'kesav. Says Rashi v'chol oivdei kechavim kiknanim mishinim ker le'evet. The Mishnah says Eved Knaini. The Pasuk is not speaking specifically about Eved Knaini. Seemingly, that's what Rashi is saying. Says Rashi, all of Goyim are considered like Knanim. We refer to them as Knanim because he's an Eved. Now, in Rashi, there's the word Ella that I don't know how it would be touched. Seems very hard to touch. In the Ran, says the same exact thing as Rashi, this part of Rashi, the Ran and the Rif. But doesn't have the word Ella. That seems to make a lot more sense. So if we read Rashi like that, Al Shakol Avadim Nikroin Al Shem Kinan Mishem Dechsiv Bei Eved Avadim. All Avadim are called Kinan because if you're an Eved, we already consider you a Knaini because the main Eved is Knanim. So even though other Umis could also be Kanan, but since Kanan was Niskalo to be an Eved, we consider all Avadim Kananim. Kala umis, that's the lashon of Rashi, that's the teichen of the chinuch. All avadim are nisiyach suachar Kanan, we consider them like Kanan. So the difference between them is that in the Rebbe's answer in the first paragraph, this has to do with the mitzias. Dibru chacham and behaiva has to do with the mitzias, that this is something that's more commonplace. The second, the answer that says in Rashi and the Panei Achraza and the Chinuch, the Ran, is that this is a halacha dika inyan kilu, a inyan in Chazal, that Chazal say if you're an Eved, then that means we consider you a Knaini because Knan is the real Avadim. So by being an Eved, the Torah definition of an Eved is a Knani. Torah defines you as a Knani as your Eved. That's the lashon of the Chinuch, Nisiach Suachar Knan. And that's what Rashi says, a Uma who's an Eved, that's the lashon of Kol Eved Kechavim Kiknanim Mishenimka Shekol Avadim Nikran Al Shem Knan. If you're an Eved, you're called Knan because that's the main Avadim. So the word over here is not because of the most common, because Al Pi Torah and Eved is Kanan. The difference between the two seemingly is the Rebbe asks the Tzarech Yin Gadol on the answer that says in the Rishonim, Vilfiyah Nizdai Tzarech Yin Gadol, the Rebbe says, the Rebbe asked the Tzarech Yin Gadol, how could you say that Al Pi Torah you're considered Kanan, because a Eved is Kanan, the main Eved is Eved Kanani, or the real Eved is Eved Kanani? Torah gives the status of an Eved, Eved Kanani. And it's just that other Umis could also be, but if they become Avadim, we call them Eved Kanani, when there's no such a thing as an Eved Kanani. So how could you say Eved Kanani is the main Eved? How could you say that Chazal defined that Al Pi Torah the Eved is an Eved Knaini when Al Pi Torah there can't be an Eved Knaini? And that's the question that the Rebbe leaves it off with. In the first part of the paragraph, the Rebbe says, Dibru Chachamim Behaiva. Dibru Chachamim Behaiva. We could see already how the question maybe is not as strong. So I think we could all understand there's a difference between the Lashon Tzarech Yin Gadol and Adayin Tzarech Yin Gadol. And the second answer, the Lashon of the Rebbe is Tzarech Yin Gadol, that it seems shver, it's hard to say that answer. This first answer, if I say it's Adayin Tzarech Yin Gadol, that means the answer, it could be said, but there's still a remaining question. But Nishtas says in Ganzen Shver, why is there a difference? Because Dibru Chachamim Behaiva is based on the Mitzias. Like all the Dibru Chachamim and Dibur HaTorah Behaiva that Chazal say, is because that's the Mitzias. It's not based on Al Pi Torah as Das Hazeh. And therefore, it could be argued that for sure, Shteitach Fart, that Or Kanan Eved Avadim Yelechav. Until then, Kanan was the most common Avadim because the Torah made them Avadim. And even now, Kanan is the most common Avadim. It's just that he can't be a Eved for Yidden. Because Yidden have a tzivi leisachaya kol neshama, leisachaya kol neshama, not to let any Kananim live. It's still understandably arguable that it's still hoiva. It's still a common thing as avadim bechlal. It's not a possible thing that they should be avadim for Yisrael, like the Rebbe spells out in the Hara. So therefore, to say as a Teira dikinyan, this is a kvias of Chazal, that Chazal say, al piteira, you're called a Eved Knaini if you're an Eved. Al piteira, there's no such a mitzias as a Eved Knaini, that a Yisrael should have Eved Knaini. To say, dibru chachamim behoiva, is a mitzias. B'mitzias, they were the most common avadim. Till the Yisachai and Neshama, they were for sure the most common avadim. Which could also play a part in determining what's the Haiva. And even afterwards, they're the most common Avadim Bechlal in the Welt. So they're the Haiva, even though for Yidden there's no such a Metzias of an Eved Kanaini, we could refer to the concept of an Eved Kanaini Bechlal. It's a Dayan Tzarechi and Gadol, Sof Kol Sof. When Chazal coined, so to speak, this term of Eved Kanaini, a Yid can't have it, and we're talking about Avadim of Yid. It's possible. Now, just to point out, the Rebbe, at the end of the first paragraph, brings the Eben Ezra. The Eben Ezra is also bothered by this question. The Eben Ezra suggests a third approach in his first answer, and it remains of the Eben Ezra says that maybe the Lashon Eved Kanaini b'negei t'avadim refers to avadim who live in Eretz Kanaan, even though their yichus is not Kanaan. He says shechazal omer Eved Kanaini al ager. He starts off with the fact that avadim is from all umis except for the shiva umis, where it says leisachaya kol neshama. He says, why do Chazal call a Eved Kanaini? Al hager hagor beret Kanan veinenu Kanani biyichuse. And then he says another possibility. Him yadu lahitzi zehadavar lamitiki daitenu nikla kenegedaitam. But he's bothered by this question. So the Rebbe, right before the Rebbe's mitzayin to Rebbe Ezra, kind of asks on this eifin, that the whole reason that you're allowed to marry those who are imam, those Teira lets you have them as an Eved because Teira says they're not a Knaini. Why would Chazal refer to them as Eved Knaini if the whole heter to keep them alive is because they're not a Knaini? But a kapanim, so this is the is the question that bothered the Rishon. This is the difference seemingly between the two paragraphs. Now, b'derech efsher, so the Rebbe started off the question by being mitzayin to the Minchas Chinuch. The question seems to be simply, why do we call a goyish eved kanaini, when a goyish eved, in fact, the meaning of a goyish eved is an eved from any umit, not limited to Knan. So for that, all we need is a quote that says that the Eved is from any Umis. But really, and that's what it says in the Chinuch. In the Minchas Chinuch, steht noch a Wort. And maybe that's, which is the fact, according to all the Yishenim, but he spells it out. It says, Mikol boy ha'elam chutz mi Yisrael. And what that changes is, that it's Mikol Shar Ha'umis, that was always. But Mikol Shar Ha'umis, Eved Kanaini was both the most common Eved, because Eved Avadim Yeh, he's both the main Eved, the main definition of an Eved, which according to the answer of the Shari Shainim. So if that was just a question, we would understand well both answers. The yesod of the question is that Evet Knaini, the whole label of Evet Knaini, the whole term of an Evet Knaini and this description of an Evet Knaini starts in Chazal, where Chazal make the distinction between Evet Ivri and an Evet Knaini. Chazal give this term Evet Knaini after there was Matan Torah, after there was Yidin and Lahavdil Goyim. When there's Yidin and Goyim, then how could you still refer to an Evet and Evet Knaini? At that time, there was already the Tzivui of Leisachaya Kol Neshama. Once there's Yidin and Yidin got the Torah, then a Knaini can't possibly have the status of an Evet. And therefore, perhaps, Vaday in Tzarechiyon, but perhaps the Rebbe is mitzayin to the Minchas Chinuch, who doesn't just say it's Al Boy Ha'elam. He says it's Kol Boy Ha'elam Chutz Mi Yisrael. So the question is not just that why do I say Knaini when it could be any Umis? The question is, why do I say Knaini when it could be any Umis at the time when there was Yidin, when Chazal gave this term to distinguish between Evet Ivri and Evet Knaini, that by then already, not only is there also other Ummis, by then a Knaani can't be a Umma, can't be an Eved, because like Sechaya Kol Neshama, which is the basis of the question of both of the answers. Again, you could ask on this, because the Chinuch also says, Mikol Ummis Shekonohu Yisrael, but in the Minchas Chinuch is spelled out, Chutz Mi Yisrael. So that makes that distinction clear. Perhaps that's what's the reason for bringing the Minchas Chinuch. It seems clear, but that this is the difference between the two answers. It's difficult a little bit that the Rebbe is bringing an answer from all of the Rishonim, from many Rishonim. Like I said, the Rebbe brings from three Rishonim, the Chinuch, Rashi, and the Paneach Raza, the Balei HaTesvos. It says also in the Ran, and I think in the Remeke Yosef, other Rishonim say the same answer. And the Rebbe is like being deche their answer with the Tzarechin Gadol and saying a different answer. So sometimes that happens. It's possible. Two possibilities. One possibility is you may say that the Tzarechin Gadol is all over here. We're saying in Derech Rashi Alatera. Pshutish al Mikra, and Rashi is referring it to Evet Knaini. So it's Sarachi and Gadol to say in Rashi, this Eifin of Evet Knaini, because of the question. There's the Ula Yeshleimar, the first answer, which is a dying Sarachi and Gadol, but it's more palatable, so to speak. It's possible also, it may be argued, I see it difficult to say this, but it may be argued that the Rebbe is saying the Ula Yesh Leimar, that you could say it's Behaiva, and that the Rebbe says is Shver, because of the reason that the Rebbe says. And because of that, the Rebbe says Vihine, so we have the answer of the Rishenim, but the Rebbe says that's still Shver. There's still a question on that. Not Ki'ilu, the Rebbe is being Deche, the question of the Rishenim, and saying another Teretz that also is problematic. It's very hard in the Lashon of the Ha'ara. Like I said, this simple distinction between Tzarechi and Gadol and Adayin Tzarechi and Gadol sounds like the main answer that the Rebbe is saying is the first answer, and I would think for the reasons that I said before. And nevertheless, he says there's still a difficulty even in that answer, but it seems to be a bigger difficulty in the second answer. Possibly, you could suggest a third way, that maybe the Rebbe is saying a Tzarechi and Gadol on the simple way of understanding the Rishonim. The Ula Yeshleimar is in the first paragraph is to interpret the answer of the Rishonim slightly different, that they don't mean Yisyachsu, that's what Chazal were Kiveya, but it's based on the Klal of Dibru Chachamim behavior. Not again, not the Pashat Lashon of the Ha'ara. The Pashat Lashon of the Ha'ara, I think, is the first way I said, and because of the reasons that I said, Kapanim ve'etem l'chacham ve'yachkam eid. In the Hamshach, in the beer of the Sicha, in Siv Beis, The Rebbe explains the Yesod HaBir, that it would be very inconceivable that there should be a Eved Ivri, a Eved who is a Ivri at that point. There were Avadim Ivriim in Mitzrayim, and like the Rebbe is Machriach in Ha'ara 18, and says not like the simple mashmas of the Drasha Chazal, that Nenshu, that they didn't obey the Tzivui in Mitzrayim, they didn't obey the Tzivui later, and the Rebbe is Machriach that very clearly. So they had Avadim Ivriim in Mitzrayim, but those were all set free, and they wouldn't have no further Avadim Ivriim, because they were all very, very wealthy. The Mitzias of Avad Ivri was inconceivable. Only Avadim that would be Avadim, a non-Jewish Avadim, and that's the reason for the Kasol Kadaitach, Eved Knaini Shekano Miyisrael. And that, like the Rebbe explains in the Hemshech, very Gishmak, that's why Rashi in the Dibra Maschel says Kisikna, because Taka part of the Yisayd of Rashi that we're talking about a Eved who is a Ivri, because that's why the Pasuk Taka says Kisikna, because they wouldn't have had one at that time. So the Rebbe in Ha'ara 19 explains this further. He says it was inconceivable. Moving by pashtas as the matzah from Azagres Hashiris by Yidden is demol that given shayich the mitzias as a yidzol verin and eved was das kumach masanius and chaser mamin. Becoming an eved is a result of extreme poverty, and at that time when Yidden were in the matzah of extreme wealth, it just wouldn't be expected that a yid should be an eved. In Tihara 19, the Rebbe says kakas shuvah b'siyim pirashashi. That a person being sold at an Eved is always a result of poverty, of kiyamuch. When Yidden were so wealthy, how could there be a Mitzias of a Yid being an Eved? And he continues, even though it is possible that there should be a rich person who becomes an Eved, bim avar leisachmet geymar, Loishchiach the Einle Lishalim in parentheses Chamisha Bashiros Hamuflaga the Bizos Mitzrayim Vayom. Just to touch up the Pirish Amilus in this Ha'ara. So the Rebbe says, if the Yidden were so wealthy, so there's two ways you could become an Eved. You don't have any money, and therefore you need money to live on, and you sell yourself as an Eved. They were wealthy. That's not possible then. Second possibility is because you stole. A rich person could also steal. It says by Binyamin, there's a Medrash Pliya, it says that Binyamin, that Yehuda said to Yosef, "Bateraseinu kasev lemer v'im ein loy v'nimker b'gnevasei v'zeh yeshli." One of the explanations of the Medrash Pliya is that why should Yosef, according to what Yehuda said then, that he thought then that he's the Meishel of Mitzrayim, why should he care what it says in Torah? It says in the Mefashim that there's a svara to this, someone who's poor, who steals. So he needed money, so take him as an Eved. You don't have to worry he's going to steal your possessions. But a rich person who steals, that means he's a kleptomaniac. He has a sickness that he has to steal. Who's going to take such a person as an Eved? He'll steal your own stuff. Kapanim, there's a matzav that a wealthy person could have a Yetzirah to steal. But the wealthy person who has the Yetzirah to steal, and then he could be sold as an Eved. There could be a Mitzias of Yidden as Eved. So there's two things, says the Rebbe. The first point is, the wealthy person who steals, he's not going to steal money, yeah? Because he has money. You know, he doesn't steal something that he doesn't have, even if he has this weakness. So the Rebbe says the first thing that there should be the possibility of the theft that could lead to being an Eved, b'mavar alay sachmeid. He may want to steal a possession of someone else. I could be wealthy and I have a lot of money and I'm still jealous of something that someone else has that I don't have. And I might want to steal the object even though I have as much money as I need, but that specific object I don't have. Nevertheless, says the Rebbe, even though someone could have, it's conceivable that someone could be brought to the matzav of stealing then, it couldn't have led to him being sold as an Eved, because even after stealing, you need the ve'im ein loy. It has to be that he doesn't have enough money to pay back. and they were in a matzav ashiras, they would for sure have money to have pay back. The Rebbe says l'shchiach te'ein loy l'shalim chamisha. He says the maximum that you should have to pay back, that the guy was sachmoid, he was choymeid, he desired someone else's livestock, someone else's sheresa, and he stole it. And the maximum you should have to pay back is not just the keren, but chamisha bakar yishalim tachas asher above a chamisha for tvacha yumuchari of asherisa. You could pay chamisha for a bakar, and if I have to pay back chamisha, maybe I won't have enough, says the Rebbe. The maximum, if he was ever on leisachme, then he stole someone's cow and he shechted it or he sold it, and he has to pay back chamisha. At that great wealth, he's still not going to be in a matzav in an eloi. So even though it's possible that someone could have stolen something at tvelchi mechare, and he has to pay back chamisha, that wealth would prevent that from being a siba, a cause for avdus, for a yid to be an eved, to be a slave. That seems to be the gist of the ha'ara. The reason why it could only come from Leisachmer and the reason for the Chamisha. The difficulty is that there's a Gemara in Kiddushin, and the Gemara says Daf Yitches Amud Beis, the Gemara says V'nimkar b'gnevasei b'gnevasei v'lei b'kfeilei, that the din of Arba v'Chamisha is dafka when you stole, if you don't have the keren, but someone who stole and he has to pay kefil, so he doesn't pay arba v'chamisha. And the Rambam in Hilchos Gneiva, Perek Gimel, Halacha Yud Beis, paskins, and no one seems to argue that a eved doesn't get paid, doesn't get a Yisrael doesn't get sold for a eved for kefil dal v'hei ela yehei chevalov. If he steals something and he can't pay for the thing itself, so then he'll get sold as an eved. But for kefil dal v'hei, he doesn't get sold as an eved. So what's the chamisha? So l'cheira, the chamisha would anyways not be a factor. The only thing he could be sold for is the keren. So what's the chamisha that the Rebbe puts into parentheses, that ba'etzam he could have been lu yitzur, it was conceivable that he can't afford to pay back the dal v'hei, I would understand how a Yisrael could be a eved. It's just that there's such wealth, they had even the money for the chamisha. L'cheira, the chamisha is irrelevant, because that can't be a cause to be sold as a eved, according to the Rambam. So why does the Rebbe say chamisha? So three possibilities that I could think of, and whoever has more is Tavei Aleihem Bracha. One possibility, again, based on what the only way that I understand what this word chamisha and the parentheses means. Maybe someone has another meaning for the chamisha here. So one possibility is, you see in some farshim that they questioned the makir of the Rambam, which means, apparently it says in the Gemara, b'gnevai v'lei b'kfeilei. It doesn't say anywhere, a miut for dalet v'hei, that you don't get sold as an eved for dalet v'hei. The Torah Tumima on the Pasuk, v'nimkar b'gnevasei, discusses and questions, where's the makir of the Rambam? So apparently it doesn't say that anywhere, b'feirish, this is a chiddush of the Rambam. So maybe it's not pashat that you're not sold with dalet v'hei either. And therefore there could be a svara that for dalet v'hei you are sold. And therefore in such a case we need to come on to the fact, like the Rebbe says in the Hara, that al-kapanim, the ashirus that they had, would preclude them being unable to afford even the dalet v'hei. It seems a little bit difficult to say this, because like the Torah Tmima says, as one of his, what he says, a svara, which is not muchrach, but he says also a basis from Gemara, that what's the mocker of the Rambam, because we say in the Gemara a few times, dalet v'hei v'lei gimel v'dalet, which means the dalet v'hei is kefil plus another two or three. So anyone who's putter from kefil is automatically putter from dalet v'hei. Because if you don't have the kefil, there's no chiyuv of a dalet v'hei minus the kefil. And that seems to be a din that's muskim. In which case, l'chayra, this din of the Rambam, that the Rambam says that that for Dalit Vehe in a Nimker should seemingly be Muskam. But the Pasuk says, Shalem Yeshalem, im ein loy v'nimker b'gnevasei. The Cheskuni says, Shalem Yeshalem, tashlume Dalit Vehe. Tashlume Dalit Vehe. And on that the Pasuk says, v'im ein loy v'nimker b'gnevasei. The Cheskuni seems to be taka being mechulik on the Rambam and saying that the v'nimker b'gnevasei goes even on Dalit Vehe. I saw in the Torah Shalema on the Pasuk brings two other Rishenim that also say al derech the lashon of the Cheskuni. So the Torah Shlema explains all of them that no, they mean the same as the Rambam that fakert that even that on Dalit Vehe there's no v'nimker b'gnevasei. And take misvarim it's at this din of Dalit Vehe v'legimu v'dalit. It would seem to be muchrach, but if there's Rishenim who argue, definitely gives us a possibility to say that yeah, maybe Rashi over here doesn't have to hold like that, and there's the possibility of Chamisha, and in order to explain why it's not possible for a Yid to be an Eved, it has to be because the Yidin had such a shiras that they would be able to pay even the Chamisha. I want to also raise the possibility, and this is for all the three Eifanim that I'm going to say, that when the Rebbe says Chamisha in parentheses, it's not Lav Davka the Rebbe saying that there's a possibility of paying Chamisha. The Rebbe is saying that there could be one Sad, that there could be one Deya, or one Eifan, according to which it's possible to say Chamisha, Al Derech, like we know in the Alter Rebbe Shulchan Aruch, the Klal, that when something is Bechatzai Eagle in parentheses, it means that it was a suffix. Maybe the Chamisha is like, not that it's an absolute, that there's for sure a possibility of having to pay Chamisha and being Nimka for that, but that even according to that suffix or that Sad or that one day, we still have the, we have the fact that their wealth would preclude that. Now, so that's one Eifan, that maybe there's a day that you do get sold for Dalit Vehe. A second possibility, and the reason why the Rebbe says Chamisha, and I, the Gemara, says Begnevi Vilei Bekfele, and the Rambam Paskins, is because maybe that's not true according to Pirush Rashi Al Ha-Teira. We're talking over here, Lefi the Derech of Pirush Rashi Al Ha-Teira. Again, the Yisayid Hadin, that Einei Nimker, not for Kefil and not for Dalit Vehe, seems to be the Drashas Chazal, Begnevi Vilei Bekfele. Rashi on the pasuk b'gnevasei v'lei b'kfeilei and v'nimker b'gnevasei is a miut, because b'gnevasei is extra, or like the Rishenim explained, it's extra for a number of reasons, and that's why we learn a few things from it. But Rashi on the pasuk v'nimker b'gnevasei says nothing. So seemingly, in pshutei shel mikra, there is no such a din. There's no limud. There's no drasha from v'nimker b'gnevasei. And therefore, a pip shutei shel mikra, they could have been sold as an eved, even for not being able to afford kefil or dalit vehe, except for the fact that, like the Rebbe said, in a matzav of such ashiras, it's not possible that they couldn't afford to pay even the chamisha. And that's lachera, even mistaber yeser, the second eifin in pshat in the hara, and why the Rebbe says chamisha, because the simuchin, the basis for this is there's no. I don't see that Rashi stels zechan devinim kebignevase. A third possibility for why the Rebbe says in the parentheses chamisha that lu yitzuyer they would not be able to afford even the chamisha, they would be sold as a eved, even though seemingly the Gemara says in the Rambam paskens ein inim kebital vehe. It's because the avadim that they would have had, if they would have an eved ivri, this was before Matan Torah. I was talking about the avadim that they would have. If there would have been avadim ivrim, this is when the mishpatim, when the Torah was given, it was because they would have from prior to Matan Torah. Why would they have avadim mitzad meicher atzmei or machru based in prior to Matan Torah, before these dinim were given? And about that says the Kisikna Avedivri. Could be for two reasons. It could be because Even before Matan Torah, we know that the Yidden kept Kol HaTorah Kula, or there's such a svara. And one Sicha Rebbe says the Avis kept, but the Shvatim Lav Davka kept. But the dinim of Mishpatim Al Kapanim, the Bein Adam Lachaveira, is Mistaber that they kept even before Matan Torah. So therefore, they kept the dinim, they kept the halachas of the Torah, and therefore they could have been a matzav of an ever, of a Jew who's an ever, in such a case where Alpitera would be warranted that a Jew should become an ever, and therefore it has to be, but according to the dinim of the Torah, the maximum is Chamisha. Or, the reason why there could have been an Eved Ivri, at least in a Matzav of Anias, and that's why the Rebbe shailed this, because there was no Matzav Anias, Mitzad Meicher Atzim or Machru Bezdin, is not Mitzad the Dine HaTeir of Meicher Atzim or Machru Bezdin, but because Mishpatim are Mitzvah Sichlies. And therefore, like we say, Yilmolei Leinitna Teira Hayinu Lemeidim. Therefore, those mitzvahs that are sichlis, even before the Torah was given, they would have had that hanhaga bin adam lachaveire based on certain mitzvah sichli, a certain dinim. Yeah, that dinim is from the Sheva mitzvahs bnei neyach. And like we find, mi shenimtza hagviya biyadei hu yeli aved, that there was the concept even mitzad bnei neyach, even before Matan Torah, of someone who's stealing, gets sold as an Eved. And like we see in the Sicha, in the next Sicha actually, in Chelek Tazayin, I think, the Rebbe explains that the Dalet Vehei, the paying Dalet Vehei, is a Tashlumin that's also a Pisvar, it's a Menias HaRevach. And therefore, if they had a rational Hanahaga behavior of having someone who steals and can't pay get sold as an Eved, it makes sense. It would make sense also to be sold, to have Dalet Vehei, which makes sense also because of the Menias HaRevach, like the Rebbe explains in the next Sicha at length, and someone would have to get sold for that. The Vinimkar Bignevase Velei Bikfele, which is a Din Teira, that is Mistaber that they didn't have then. So therefore, it could be the Bechamisha that the Rabbi says is because in the being sold, the inyan of being sold that would have been then before Matan Torah would include being sold for Dalet Vehei, because Dalet Vehei is an inyan al pisvara. That's a minyan of being sold as an Eved. The main law is an inyan al pisvara. V'nimkar b'gnevasei v'lei b'kfeilei, which is a chiddush haTorah, not necessarily applied then. Or a kaponim, we could be mistapik, according to the possibility that I raised before. Maybe the Bechamisha is in parentheses, because you could be chaker about it. You could say tutzdadim. You could say about this, but again, but do you say this, that we could say if the selling, the mitzias of an Eved that we're talking about is a avdus, according to the rules of Kedem Matan Torah, that could have been also before, even for Dalet Vehei, very mistaber, the Nimkar B'Gnevasei, again, I mentioned before, the Torah Tzmimah says the Nimkar B'Gnevasei V'Lei B'Kfeili is a Svara, but the Svara is not Mukhrach, and the Shleimer B'Pashtas, it's a Xeris HaKasov, and a Kaponim Yishmok and Lusofik, so therefore there would be a place even for the B'Chamisha, but like the Rebbe says, that even this Chamisha, it's in the matzav of such ashiras, they for sure had, it's not possible that they would be ve'enlei, that they wouldn't be able to pay it, and they for sure could not have been, it's not conceivable they would be sold as an eved for that. One more small ha'ara. So the final beer of the Rebbe is that the reason why I would think that we're talking about a eved k'naini that belongs to an ivri is because an eved ivri very is inconceivable that existed then. Mashenke na evet knaini. That was a common thing, and therefore I would have thought it's evet knaini, and therefore Rashi says, no, we're talking about evet ivri, and it's machriachet. And like the Rebbe explains, mitzadem hemshech v'seder haksuvim is the svara mechayev, as the retzach vegin avdei shel ivri, evet knaini shel kachase mi Yisrael. V'ibalt as yidin yeder ivri hadan balt noch bizas ha-mitzrayim un bizas ha-yom k'nal gahat ha-rechush gadol. Says, why does Eved K'naini, yes, make sense in the pasuk? Because every yid had the Rechush Gadol, they had the tremendous wealth that they got from Bizas Mitzrayim and Bizas Hayam. Gahat Oich Avadim Mushvachis, so they had Avadim Mushvachis. Bizas Gizapt Givar and Lifneza by the Aseres Adibris, Avdecha V'Amoscha, that's what it says in the Pnim, that the Yidden had Avadim, and since they didn't have Avadim Ivrim, like the Rebbe was Machriach earlier in the Eis, Mitzad, the wealth that every Jew had is not conceivable that a Jew could have been an Eved, so the Avadim that they did have were definitely non-Jewish Avadim. Eved Knaini. Ha'ara 22, the Rebbe says, where did they have Avadim from? Al-Derech Pirish Rashi, Meicher Tzeinai. So we see they had avadim. And like we see earlier, that if they had someone who has tremendous wealth, uses that wealth to buy avadim, like Yaakov, he had wealth, and that was able to be transformed into avadim. Here the Rabbi has a question. We don't find that they had avadim from the Mitzrayim. Yesh leimar aleph shekano mitagari hu mesailam gam bein zman kriyas yam sif lamadim teira. Could be that they bought from tagari hu mesailam, and they bought after they left Mitzrayim. Beis harei bizman yitzias Mitzrayim hayu lehem avadim ivrim. We were already machriach earlier in the sicha that while they were in Mitzrayim, and like the mefarshim that the Rebbe is mitzayin to bring, that there were Yidden who achieved great wealth and status in Mitzrayim, and they possessed avadim, so they had avadim, Jewish avadim. And came istaber lemer shagam avadim knanim hayu lehem. So they had goyish avadim then also. We see in the Pesukim an indication that they had Avadim while they were in Mitzrayim. And then the Rebbe says, and when they went into Eretz Yisrael, they would have Avadim. It seems like a very difficult Ha'ara to understand. What's the question and what's the answer? The Rebbe says, Leimatzinu Shahayu Elohim Avadim Meha Mitzrayim. What does it mean, Leimatzinu? Like, what's the question? We brought numerous places that indicated that they had to have had avadim already from when they were in Mitzrayim, Chalavedish Miknas Kosef, from the Aseres Adibris, from this, what it says about it, they had avadim whenever they got them exactly. So, Filei Matzinu from the Aseres Adibris, whenever it originated. What's the question from this Filei Matzinu? We brought many, many Mekeres, strong, you say this, that they had avadim. The Avadim Ivrim were all freed. So wherever the other Avadim had to be from other. It says, Loi Matsinu, but nevertheless they could have bought afterwards. I'm talking about they did have Avadim Knanim from before. What's the question and what's the answer? So, I'm not sure. Like, B'Yichar Yivchar, the all that I could think of is that the Loi Matsinu, Rebbe's being very makatzer in this Ha'ara, is Loi Matsinu, so there's a question. We don't find, because we see, by Makas Becheres, the Torah and the Rashis are very, very mefarad. Right? The Makas Becheres was on even the Avadim, Sha'achar Harichayim. It affected all of the Avadim of the Mitzrayim. We find by Yidden and Mitzrayim that Chazal are Medayik from the Psukim Yisrael Shehu Bebeis Mitzri Shehu Bebeis Yisrael. Right? How did Makas Becheres affect them? If there was a Mitzri who was an Eved of a Yisrael, that's a whole different status. He's not a Mitzri Shehu Bebeis Yisrael, he's a Mitzri that belongs to Yisrael. How does Makas Becheres affect him? If we see that Chazib, the Psukim, and then more than that in Chazal and Dashning, the Psukim, address every single scenario, every single possibility. A Mitzri could be in his house, a Mitzri could be Bebeis Yisrael, a Yisrael could be in his house, a Yisrael could be Bebeis a Mitzri. There's the Shvachis of the Mitzrayim, there's the Avadim of the Mitzrayim. Each one was affected by Makas Becheres, and why he was affected, and what was his part in the Avira. Wait, so there's a huge omission over here. What about a Eved, a Mitzri who was an Eved of a Yisrael? No Zecher for that. So this Lei Matzino is not like a Lei Ra'inu Eini Ra'yeh. The Shteytlish, so learn it from the Aseres HaDibros. No, there couldn't have been a Mitzri who was an Eved of a Yisrael, because otherwise that would have to be included in the Pratim of Makas Becheres, of how they were affected by Makas Becheres. And if it's not, that means there was no such a thing. And we're saying that it was all the Yidin had Avadim, non-Jewish Avadim. It's the Hashtar Kekasha. And that, the Rebbe says, two answers. Either they bought afterwards Avadim, the non-Jewish, Mitzrayim, they talk it didn't have. Or in Mitzrayim, they talk it had. They didn't have Avadim Mitzrayim. They couldn't have had Avadim Mitzrayim because the Psukim by Makas Becheres are shailu that possibility. But they had Avadim Knanim, just like they had Avadim Ivrim. They had Avadim Knanim from other nations who were brought to Mitzrayim, which therefore wouldn't have to do with this whole discussion. Because it's not an Eved of Mitzrayim. It's not Becher HaShvi. They belong to Yidden. Hashem Achar HaRechaim. It's an Eved of Yidden. And it's not a Mitzri because it's from other nations. Hatas Nishatam with them. And then the Rebbe says the third answer that they would need from going into Eretz Yisrael. But that's the possible way that I see to understand the Hara and the Vesata Besser Pshat Adirah.